Title: Triplet Fills in DNB Beginner Ableton Live Audio Lesson. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the most satisfying little tricks in drum and bass, triplet fills. Because DNB lives in this world of straight timing, straight 16ths, syncopation, crisp grids, the moment you drop a quick burst of triplets, it feels like the groove bends. It's tension, movement, that little hint of jungle DNA. And if you place it right, it sounds instantly real DNB even with a super simple drum kit. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar rolling DNB drum loop with a clean two-step foundation, hats and a couple ghost notes, a classic one-beat triplet snare fill, a half-bar triplet fill using toms or percussion for variation, and a simple hype moment using a reverb throw and a bit of automation, all in stock Ableton devices. Let's get set up fast, but correctly. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere around 173 to 176 is normal, but 174 is a nice target. Create a new MIDI track and load a drum rack. For samples, keep it simple. Grab a tight DNB kick, a crisp snare layer if you want, but don't get stuck there. Closed hat, open hat, and one extra sound for fills like a tom, rim, or percussion hit. 6 to 10 pads is more than enough for what we're doing. Now we build a foundation first. This is important. Triplets read best when the listener still feels where the bar is. So we need an anchor. In DNB, that anchor is usually the backbeat snare. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Open the piano roll and set your grid to fixed 1/16 for now. Program a classic 2-step. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Kick on beat 1. And then place another kick around the end of 3 area. If you're thinking in Ableton's grid, it's around 3.2.3-ish depending on how you count it. Don't stress the exact tick. Just get the feel of that late kick pushing into the backbeat. Now hats. You can do closed hats on offbeats, like thans, or go steady with 8ths or 16ths. For a quick DNB lift, add a light open hat just before the snare sometimes. Not every time. Think of it like a little breath of air into the backbeat. Cool. At this point, you should have a rolling bass that's very straight feeling. That straightness is what will make the triplets feel exciting. Now here's the key move. We switch the grid to triplets so we can place them cleanly. Open your MIDI clip, right-click the piano roll grid, and choose fixed grid. You've got two beginner-friendly options. 1/8 triplet for big, obvious triplets, and 1/16 triplet for faster rolls. Start with 1/8 triplet. It's easier to hear and harder to mess up. Next, we'll create the classic one-beat snare triplet fill. We're going to place it at the end of bar 4 to transition into bar 5, because DNB phrases love that every 4 bars punctuation. So, duplicate your 1-bar clip until you have a 4-bar clip. Go to bar 4, beat 4, the last beat of that 4th bar. On your snare fill pad, draw 3 evenly spaced hits across that beat using the triplet grid. That's the whole concept. Instead of dividing the beat into 2 or 4, you divide it into 3. Now make it groove with velocity. This is where beginners instantly level up. Set the first hit louder, around 110 to 120. Second hit quieter, around 85 to 95. Third hit back up again, around 105 to 115. That gives you an accent, a connector, and a landing energy. If all three hits are the same volume, it turns into that cheap typewriter roll and it won't feel musical. For now, keep the timing quantized. DNB can be super tight. But if you want a tiny bit of swagger later, a great trick is to nudge only the last hit a few milliseconds late so it pulls into the next bar. In Ableton, you can select that note and nudge with Option plus arrow on Mac or Alt plus arrow on Windows. Do it subtly. If you hear it as late, you've gone too far. Now let's make sure this fill actually sounds like a fill, not just extra notes. Go into your drum rack and find the chain for that snare or fill layer. Add a simple stock processing chain. First, drum bus. This is your make it smack device. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Boom at 0 to 15%, but be careful, boom can blur fast fills because it adds low-end resonance. Crunch around 5 to 20%, and transients plus 5 to plus 20. This is huge for rolls, because it helps each hit speak clearly. Next, add saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB and turn on soft clip. The goal isn't to destroy it. It's to make the hits feel more solid and consistent, especially when they're close together. Then EQ8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz to remove rumble and keep the low end clean. If the fill isn't cutting through, add a small presence boost around 3 to 6 kHz. Small. We're not trying to make it painful, just readable. Quick coach note. Think of space budgeting. During fills, Try not to mess with the subzone under 150 Hz. The fill communicates mostly in the mids, like 150 Hz to 4 kHz, and it gets excitement in the highs, 4 to 12 kHz. If your fill sounds messy, it's usually too much mid and high happening at the same time, or too much low end getting activated. Alright, let's add our second fill, a half bar triplet fill using a tom or perk sound, for that jungle style flavor. Go to bar 8 in your arrangement, and aim for beats 3 and 4, so the fill takes up the second half of the bar. Switch your grid to 1/16 triplet for a faster rolling feel. Now program something simple. Don't overwrite it. 6 to 12 notes total is plenty. A good beginner pattern is to alternate 2 or 3 sounds, tom, rim, snare or low tom to higher tom. You can think staircase, where pitch rises as you approach the end. Even basic triplets feel musical when the pitch climbs. Make sure the last hit is a strong snare, or at least a strong landing hit that tells the listener, yap, we're back in the groove now. And here's an arrangement tip that instantly makes this feel like real DNB phrasing. Use the one beat snare triplet on bar 4. Use the half bar tom/perk triplets on bar 8. This audio version is shortened for playback.